Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
It is 9:26 right now. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul. This time around, usually we just check in with you because you're out here listening to us being all cool from the office. And today we've got the front office clerk that's in the bottling manufacturing industry. Mm-hmm. Also Marjorie with us online right now. Marjorie!
Yes.
Good morning, Marjorie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Shikwan is here as well. Say hi.
Hi, Marjorie. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Shikwan?
I am great. How's the Monday morning treating you?
You don't want to know. I woke up late. I was rushing everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I made it. I'm in one piece.
What time did you wake up today?
Like, literally, I wake up 6:30.
Oh, 6:30. Oh, 6:30 is late?
And I'm supposed to be at work at 7.
Oh.
And this is...
And I have to drop the kids at school.
Oh.
Yeah. 6:30 is very late.
Oopsie.
But I tell you what, Marjorie. At least you're with us on Fresh FM. How about that,
Dokoba? Yeah, true.
Yes, definitely. So refreshing.
So, Marjorie, tell us, what exactly do you do? And how long have you been doing it? You mentioned front office clerk. What does that entail?
Front office clerk is like a jack of all trades for a business. So you do reception work, you do some admin work. If someone is not there, you fill in there. So for me personally, I do reception work. I do some admin work, typing letters, sending out quotations, sending out invoices. And sometimes I also do debt collecting.
Oh, okay. So what would you say, just in terms of everything that you do, what would you say are some of the challenges that you face in your job?
Sure. You get those impatient clients, you know?
Yeah.
So they just one of the challenges, difficult clients being difficult with you.
Yeah.
They don't pay on time. If they call you, they answer you like whatever.
Yeah.
So that's the only challenge that I have, but I love a challenge in life.
But Marjorie, what's your plan though? What's your long-term plan here? I mean, right now, okay, fine, you are the jack of all trades right now where you are at. But is there a certain plan? Is there a certain position that you're gunning for?
Yes, definitely.
Mm.
Admin manager,
there we go.
Yes.
That is what we're talking about. And what's your timeline? Like, you are by the end of this year or after 2 years, what's your timeline?
My timeline is currently there is already someone.
Mm.
So her retirement plan is also on the way. So I'm just getting myself qualified.
Oh, so how long before you get your qualification though?
No, I'm already busy.
That's it. Right. Yeah, because you cannot say you want something, but you are not prepared to receive that something.
And with these days, work is like vacancies is like you need a tertiary qualification with 5 years experience. So with me, I'll be having the experience and the qualification. So I just qualify.
That's it. All right, cool. Now, Marjorie, in terms of the game that we're going to play with you, anything but correct, do you know this game?
I've heard of it. I don't think I'm very good at that.
So let us nail you then. You are in the den with the lions right now. All right, Marjorie, are you ready? Okay, maybe let's just quickly explain to you how anything about correct works.
Very simple. Hey, all the questions that are going to be posting to you, make sure that you give us anything but correct answers, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to give you 60. No, we're going to give you 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Make sure that you don't pause in between, okay?
My goodness. Okay.
All right. Cool. Marjorie, your timer starts right about now. Now, Marjorie, how many times did Peter Shalulile score against Cameroon last week?
One.
No, we nailed it. We nailed it. Peter Shilin scored one goal against really? Cameroon. You know what I mean? Anything oh, but no. correct. You were supposed to give us a wrong answer. You were supposed to give us a wrong answer, Marjorie. We nailed you. Oh, snap. This W feels fantastic. She lasted what, like, you know what I mean, with one question.
Wait. No.
And she gave it confidently.
Okay,
wait.
What, Marjorie, just hold on. I think I got you here. What was the question?
How many times did Peter Shalulile score against Cameroon last week? He scored once.
You said in two games.
No. I said last week.
Last week.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they only played one game.
They played, they played two games in the span of 2 weeks, yes.
Yeah, because I legit thought it was like them just... Okay.
Exactly. Last week, that one game.
Okay.
He scored once and absolutely in bond, he scored the other one.
Okay.
Sinjela. We nailed you, Marjorie. Okay.
Marjorie,
cool.
Sorry, man.
Marjorie, who are those colleagues that you want to send a shout out to, OC? Perhaps your bestie at the office, or maybe that cute one that apparently wants to come out one day, bring a whole cow to your house.
Oh, yeah. Why is it one cow? Maybe five.
Okay, I would like to send a shout out to Lindsay Lukombo, the HR. She is my bestie. I love her. She makes my work good.
Okay.
And makes the workflow possibly very nice. That's all.
Mm.
And a shout out to Shaquan and NSK.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Marjorie.
So
have yourself
nice.
A fantastic day at work.
Thank you.
All and right. keep listening Bye. To Fresh. Bye. 102.9, Namibia's Hot and Soul.